Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Mike Kapler here, the Cap, along with the Breeze Man, Joel Breezeke. Joel, you know, he grew up most of his life wanting to be a granola farmer. Just rows and rows of bars of granola out there in the field.
Yeah, I love rolling in the granola. It's just me. You pegged me. You got me. I feel seen.
Granola as far as the eye could see.
Okay. Yes, granola. I actually had a granola bar yesterday. It's been a long, long time, but there were some in our cupboard, and I'm going to have a granola bar, so I had one.
Is coincidence or not? I bought some granola cereal.
Granola cereal?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then you should start your own granola farm then.
I probably should. When as a kid growing up, I ate my fair share of cereal because that was, I don't know if it still is for kids, but that was a big thing for many of us back then. Think of all the cereal commercials that used to be on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Mikey.
But in my adult years, I don't eat it very much, but I use it as an alternative, especially when it comes time to for my annual cholesterol check.
Yeah.
All right, you caught me. Yeah, I'm going to work on it for like a month. Then I'm going to go back to whatever I was doing.
It's like New Year's,
I admit it.
It's like New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions. Yep, I'm going to do this. And then 10 days later, it's like, nope. So I've resolved to never do resolutions.
Well, you know, sometimes we get letters from our listeners, and maybe one of the most asked questions that we've ever had on the show is, can anything good come out of Tennessee? And the answer is yes. We discovered something good can come out of Tennessee. I got a lot of friends down there, so I'm just horsing around. But
yes,
we got a guy named Todd who wrote to us. Now, over the last month and a half or so, we've been doing these listener comments. We did six of them from people who were explaining to us their experiences with going from just religiosity to the gospel of grace and the experiencing the unconditional love of God. And we have another letter here that we want to spend at least today on. I don't know how this is going to pan out. If we're going to have to talk for a couple of weeks or not, but
we'll see. Yeah.
We'll see.
Might be.
Yeah. Seat of the pants here. We're flying by it.
That's what we do here.
But he wrote a letter, Joel, and we've had some really good ones over the last couple of decades. But this one, I think, kind of epitomizes what I see as likely to be what most of our listeners have gone through in their experience, in their journey, in their transition from just religion, sincere religion, perhaps empty religion, to the life of Christ that comes by grace through faith, and experiencing that unconditional love, which I already mentioned. And this letter here, it's a longer one, but we want to try and go through most of it and talk about it, because we have a lot of new listeners out there. You mentioned to me before we even came on how the audience has grown. And I suspect that many of these are people who are kind of new to grace, like we were almost 30 years ago. I guess it's been over that now for you and me, when we were first coming into this extraordinary, it's hard to describe.
Yeah.
Because we were Christians for quite a while, and then all of a sudden, God hit us up alongside the head with a message that was sometimes very contrary to what we were clinging to for so long. And it was amazing grace, right? So I don't know if you want to start or if you want me to start, buddy.
Either way, it's just something popped in my head when you said God smacked us upside the head. And we'll get into this. I was listening to the Tim Hawkins podcast, which I've been doing a lot lately, and from years ago, and they played this song on there. It's a very weird song, but it's called God's Backhand. I'm not gonna God smacked us upside the head. Anyway, look for that one on YouTube. Oh, that's all I'll say. God's Backhand. It's an interesting song. But I guess, I'll go ahead. I know a lot of I think what you're saying, a lot of people who are listening could relate to this. You and I, Cap, we both relate to a lot of what is said in this, and I think a lot of people listening can also in one way or another, and maybe more ways, because it like you said, it really does explain where a lot of people are coming from. And so someone's specific, we won't get into necessarily specifics on everything here, but some of the things. So let's just do it. So hi, Joel and Mike. I stumbled across your podcast randomly a few weeks ago and cannot stop listening. I'm so thankful for your message. So he grew up in a church culture, and you could name any denomination here. So I won't say which one necessarily here, but I grew up in a culture very heavy with dues. Although I had some knowledge of who Jesus was, I did not understand the gospel at all until attending a church about 15 years ago with my wife, where it was explained to me, and I believe I was saved. Having understood the gospel for the first time, so this 15 years ago, I then spiraled into a 15-year, what I call, a faith roller coaster, constant spiritual ups and downs. And I know that we've talked a lot about that, Cap, you and I, and so we could maybe get into some of that too. I would gain these spiritual highs from sermons at church or on TV, but always left with a sense of guilt, dread, and the horrible feeling that I wasn't doing enough. I would often rededicate myself to God and restart, quote, the works, end quote, by restarting my tithing, donations, leading small groups, forced and unnatural conversations with people about Jesus that leave people hurt and burdened, signing up for new service opportunities at church, often dragging my wife and family into it as well, and ultimately leaving myself and my family totally exhausted, agitated, unloving, and ultimately frustrated. You know, the type of stuff that church is supposed to be about. I added that. Oh, I'm just kidding. So I was even recently asked to give a talk at my church about people not serving enough on Sundays, which I did just a few weeks before I found the podcast. Something was off with all of this, which is a terrible feeling in my soul. All I want is to walk in peace and in the truth. I have never experienced real peace, even having known the gospel and placed my faith in Christ. So that's the first part of the email. Your thoughts on that, Mr. Kapler?
Well, I felt like I could have wrote this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even the denomination, which you didn't mention, I've been there and done that because my family came from that background. But one word that struck me right at the beginning there, I stumbled across your podcast randomly. I always am amused by that because sometimes that's us as human beings. We just think things happen randomly, and sometimes they do. But sometimes there's God orchestrating something, and I think that's what's going on in his life. How he found the podcast, I don't know. And we're probably just a stepping stone for him to be able to experience great things from the Spirit of God as he reveals some of these truths that you and I have been talking about for many years now. He cannot stop listening. I understand that feeling. All of a sudden, you just cannot get enough of the gospel. So when he talks about the gospel and having come to believe and all of that, I think probably really what he, when he says somebody explained what the gospel was and he came to faith in Christ, I think like a lot of us, what he discovered was the saving grace of Jesus Christ. But quite often, what we were learning all of those years in academic church Christianity, a lot of it wasn't necessarily the real gospel.
Right.
You know, I always feel like I'm repeating this frequently over the years, but the pastor who kind of helped both Joel and I out in our very early years of coming into grace, he said that the Bible can be one of the most dangerous books you'll ever read if you don't understand the gospel. So I'm kind of differentiating between understanding Jesus as Savior, understanding that idea, versus really what the gospel is, which is what we've tried to talk about many times over the years. The gospel is a revealing of God's righteousness, the gift of his righteousness to us based on love that never changes.
Yeah, and just to
But
break in real quick here, we did a podcast called Defining the Gospel, in case somebody wants to go back and listen to that, just earlier this year, January, in January. So just search for episode 1048, 1048 on edgrowingingrace.org.
And there's a search bar on the right, or just type in define the gospel or something, or defining the gospel, and it should pop up. But the fact that I wasn't doing enough, I get all that. Most people that are listening right now can probably relate to it if they've come into any kind of semblance of God's grace. Rededicating myself. Oh my gosh, Joel, maybe we haven't talked about that one for a while. But
Been a
I'm sure
while.
we got some programs on it. I mean, that was my life. And it was so frustrating. And yes, you could quote unquote rededicate yourself and start over again and try and get it right. And you'd feel kind of good for a while, feel light, feel good, try harder, get more involved in church, and you end up totally exhausted. Jesus addressed that to Jewish people who were under something even much more burdensome than wondering where you're standing with God all the time. They had the Mosaic law. And so Jesus said, "Hey, just come to me. All right, you've had enough." I mean, Peter referred to it in Acts 15 when he said, why do we want to dump the law onto people who were never under it, the Gentiles, when we nor our fathers could even bear it ourselves?" But this is the mixture, right? This is the mixture of law and grace. This is the mixture of faith and works. This is Christian casserole, as I've called it before, where you combine one covenant of works that couldn't save, couldn't bring life, was the ministry of death and condemnation. You mix some of that, even though we were never under it, but it's in the Bible, and so we got to mix some of that with some other good stuff in the Bible, and this is the result. This is the result right here in this email. A terrible feeling in my soul. All I want is to walk in peace and truth. I've never experienced real peace. Even though he says, having known the gospel and placed my faith in Christ. And I think sometimes placing our faith in Christ and coming into the saving knowledge of Jesus isn't always the same as understanding the gospel. And that's what we're here to help with. So here's a short paragraph. I'll pick up where you left off. I love Jesus and enjoy seeing people come to saving faith, but I've never once enjoyed going to a church service or felt rest when I'm attending. Somebody who apparently doesn't nod off during the sermon. As an introvert, I've always been told that's a problem with me, not the church, and that I must not be a genuine follower of Christ if I don't love his church. My wife and I work full time and are often exhausted by the end of the week. Throw three beautiful kids in the mix, and that makes Sunday mornings very much a heavy burden for us. I hope that makes sense. Even typing that out makes me feel like I'm not saved.
Wow.
So,
Yes.
hey, you're at a crossroads. We've been there, and there's an old rock song, Joel, that says there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on.
Change road you're on. Yes.
It was Stairway to Heaven, but I got a duck now, so rocks don't get thrown at me. But the point is, you can make choices and decisions, and the Spirit of God will help you do that. And you will come to the place where you can make statements like this without feeling guilty about it. Right. So I'll bring you back in here, Joel.
Right. Well, I'll share part of, because I had responded in the email, and part of my response had having to do with that, well, being an introvert, because I can really relate to that one. I'm an introvert, and so I said, I'm also an introvert, and I can truly relate to not fitting in church, and yet having the church make me feel like there's something wrong with me and not with the church itself. Everything that, you know, I always thought there was something wrong with me, and I believe the church kind of made me feel that way. I said it took me a while to realize that today's church isn't really built to include the introverts, or at least for us to operate in the way that God has truly wired us. And yet there are many, many of us all around the world. And I think the thing is that the church has all these expectations of how a person should be outwardly. You got to do all these outward things. And he had mentioned in the email doing, tithing, donations, leading small groups, forced and unnatural conversations with people about Jesus that leave people hurt and burdened, signing up for new service opportunities at church, often dragging my wife and family into it as well. This is the previous paragraph that I had read earlier, but so much of this stuff does leave a person exhausted, agitated, unloving, and frustrated. And here's the thing, I don't want to... It's not always, the church is not always coming from an evil heart. I think many people genuinely believe that that is how church is supposed to be, and so that's just what they preach, that's what they share, that's what they tell people it's supposed to be about. And we hope that people will become free from that mindset. So it's not always necessarily that people are trying to put people under burdens, although a lot of times it is. Sometimes it is. But when you're new in Christ, or when you are hearing this every single week of your life, and you begin to believe that this is what it's supposed to be about, and yet you find you don't fit in, it can be difficult. And it did take several years for me, myself, to find out that the things that they're asking of me, the things that they're presenting as ministry opportunities, that's not me. None of that is me. So I want to get into the next paragraph here, because it touches on some of this. I find so much rest in listening to you both. Listening to you guys has been an amazing and overwhelming breath of fresh air for my soul. In the past 2 weeks since I started listening, I've felt more free and closer to the truth. My goal this year is to put a pause on all of the, quote, good works, end quote, I was doing, and just rest in Jesus for a season. And so that's that is one thing that I had done, and I told him that when I first came into grace, this is me, I did the very things that he's talking about. I put a pause on everything, and I just said, I'm just gonna rest in Jesus. So in the church, I had previously, whenever there was a ministry opportunity, I felt I had to do it. I would be there. I was doing all these things. And I said to myself, I'm just going to stop. And it was kind of scary. It was kind of like, am I just going to just run off and be wild? What's going to happen if I stop doing all these things that I had formerly been doing? But I found that is actually the place, by stepping away from all the requirements and expectations, that's where I found personally, me, Joel speaking here, that I truly discovered Christ in me. And that was the beginning of truly getting to know him and his love and freedom. We've gone a little bit long here. We maybe will just pick up on more of this next week, because there's a little bit more of the email left to read. I don't know if you have any final thoughts, or if you want to just pick up next week, Mr. Camp.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up and put a bow on it on the next program. But here's what we'll talk about, because he asks some questions here at the end of the email. And so let's just tease this a little bit. He mentioned something about trying to get over regret and wondered how we get over that. Do either of you go to a church service on Sundays? How do you suggest leading one's family in the Lord without attending a building on Sundays regularly? What are your thoughts on rewards in heaven and being motivated to do good works? And so maybe these are the kinds of things that we can try to address, at least from our perspective, next week, right here, same bat time, same bat channel, Growing in Grace.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brizeke, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.